names that we're going to be having on the show this morning. So which one is it?
He said it really fast, but it sounded like Yossi Yereshkin.
Yes, Yossi. Yossi Ginsberg. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this Yossi Ginsberg?
I said it very fast. Yossi Ginsberg.
Yes.
He said I apologize. Really fast.
Yes, Yossi Ginsberg.
Break.
Yossi?
Yes, good morning.
I have begun reading your book, Jungle. I am 8 pages in. Now, I will tell you...
I suggest you stop now, because if you're 26 hours without sleeping, I don't want to take another 26 hours, because that's what's going to happen.
I know it. It's very true. The book looks fascinating, and I'm not kidding you. And let me tell you something. I usually want to read books, you know, the whole thing before I have a guest on, but I thought that your book sounded so interesting. And your publishing company got me the book as quickly as they could, but it just so happens that that turned out to be Tuesday night, and I was coming on the radio Wednesday morning and not leaving the radio for 28 straight hours.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, Yossi has written a book called Jungle, A Harrowing True Story of Survival. And you survived in the Amazon jungle like a real person on Survivor, except there was no Jeff Probst. There was no challenges. There was no stuff. You just had survival skills, right, Yossi?
Well, I didn't know that I had survival skills.
You did not? Oh, okay. Because in the jacket of the book, it says that you had minimal survival skills. But the truth is that you didn't have any formal training of any kind?
No, none whatsoever.
You were just going on your instincts.
Well, those instincts, that's like one of the most amazing things that I discovered, that, you know, I have the instincts. I didn't even know. And, you know, like the first few days after I lost my friends, because we were 4 to begin with, and after losing them all, I found myself alone in a very hostile environment to me. You know, it was the midst of the rainy season. I had no gun, I had no fire, I had no knife, and no knowledge of this environment, apart from the time I spent with my friends. So the shock was tremendous, tremendous shock. And the first few days, I was really shattered and hopeless, and I didn't think I will be able to deal with it. However, after a few days, when I realized that I'm on my own, I realized another thing that is the core motivation for all of us. I want to live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to live no matter what.
Yep.
And the moment I was one with that understanding, which in these circumstances, I think it's quite natural, I discovered that I have tremendous, tremendous knowledge and power. I just couldn't believe what a hero I am. You know, wow. I never thought of myself as a hero. However, the hero was awaiting for an opportunity, and I think it's the case for all of us.
Yossi, how long were you in the Amazon alone?
3 weeks.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Holy crap.
Yossi, did you learn to make fire or no?
No. In the midst of the rainy season, it doesn't work like that.
No. There is no way you're going to be able to make fire, right?
No. There's nothing dry. Everything is wet. Everything. It's like water comes down from the canopy, even if it doesn't rain. You know, the canopy is still dripping.
It
so
says
day
here...
And night,
it,
day and night, there's like just constant drip of water, and nothing is dry enough.
Where did you sleep, Yossi?
I slept between the roots of trees. So I would like, I would, towards the night every day, because I would walk all day, and towards the night, I would look for a buttress tree. You know, a tree that has its roots kind of protruding from the earth.
Right.
And I will clean the rot. Then I will put some fresh leaves. Then I will go and search for a young palm, young enough that I can reach the fronds. Then I would break with my hands, because I didn't have a knife, I would break with my hands about 10, 15 fronds, set them one atop each other, and drag them to the tree and cover myself with the palm fronds.
You were devoured by a bed of termites and fire ants.
Well, these were like events that came one after the other on the 18th night and the 19th day. They were very, very different. The termite was kind of an accident. I would say an accident because at that stage I was very weak and very injured. And on the 18th night, under my palm fronds, I just couldn't move physically. And in the middle of the night, I made a big mistake. I needed to relieve myself, you know, like to urinate.
Yes.
I just couldn't drag myself out of that little position with the little comfort of rest that I had. And after a minute, I said, whatever, you know, like self-respect, self-dignity, I'm just going to let it go because, you know, like I'm in torture. This was a very bad mistake. Not peeing, you know, because this was actually kind of nice. A warmth spread throughout the body, which, you know, was actually a pleasant feeling.
Why was it a mistake?
Because the most precious thing in the entire Amazon is minerals. Salt is the most needed thing because of so much rain and so many floods. The earth is really depleted of all the minerals. And since the urine was rich in minerals, I attracted upon myself a nest of termites. And they just came through. And they ate my clothing, and they ate my shoes. They were eating me. You know, like I had to fight all night just to kill. Oh. No other choice. And only in the morning I saw that there were like 10 yards of millions and millions of termites still coming in and coming in and coming in. Luckily, I managed to crawl out of that hell and clean myself. But later that day, you know, like which was the 19th day by now, I was walking and I fell into a swamp. And after dragging myself from the swamp, I was so exhausted that at a certain stage I just collapsed and I couldn't get on my feet again. And I knew that if I do not get on my feet, I'm dying because I was so weak. And I was under the canopy. And I already decided I'm going to stop and rest, but not under the canopy. I have to find some kind of opening, like an open shore on the bank of the river. So if there is a search, there's a chance that they find me. So I knew that if I stop now, I will die for sure. And I was crawling, and I couldn't move anymore. I couldn't get on my feet. And then I saw the fire ants. I saw a tree covered with fire ants. Those are very, very... I mean, they are like blazing rods, each bite of a fire ant. But I had an idea, and that time I just dragged myself to the tree, picked myself up, held to a couple of branches, and showered myself with fire ants until I was covered from head to toes with fire ants. At that stage, I just went aflame. I was like a human torch. I was like burning so much.
Wait, you were doing this on purpose? You were doing this on purpose, Yossi?
Yeah, because the moment I was suffering so much pain everywhere, I could just get on my feet and walk, because my feet were the problem. They were raw. I didn't have any skin, so it's like raw flesh, and I couldn't walk. But by burning all over my body, the pain in my feet was minuscule, and I just kept walking.
Oh, my. Yossi's book is called Jungle, A Harrowing True Story of Survival.
Crazy.
You can get it at his website, yossiginsberg.com.
Actually, it's Ginsberg, just www.ginsberg, GHINSBERG.com. And what I wanted to say is that, you know, like on the 11th of November, there's a one-hour documentary on the Discovery Channel about the book.
11th of November.
Yes.
Cool. We'll have to watch that.
Wow. That's in a few days.
Well, that's right. Yeah, later next week.
Yeah, it's next Friday. It's a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
That's right.
Cool.
And what time? Can you tell us that?
Well, I think it's 9 Eastern, but I'm not sure. I mean, at the location, I'm not sure. But if people go to my website, the information will be there.
Okay. And it's the 11th.
Yeah.
All right, I'm writing a reminder to myself right now in my little program that I have that gives me reminders.
Excellent.
Let's see.
I wanted to say, I went 20 days without sleeping while in the forest.
20 days? Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible because I went through that. Not only that, a week or so after I was already saved, I still wasn't sleeping because somehow I just didn't sleep at night. It was possible because I did rest, but I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep for like a month.
Wow. And that, he said it. It's possible. How long did it take for you? Did you have to go to, well, first of all, are you, what is your religion, Yossi?
Well, I would say I am a non-believer. That's my religion. A non-believer means I experienced, seriously, I did experience miracles firsthand in this story. And not one, but, you know, several. And there's beyond the doubt, you know, like I know there was providence involved. So my religion is, you know, like I know, I do not have to believe that there is a force. I don't have to believe that this force is also personal, because this providence was personal to me. So I have a personal relationship with the Creator, and it's not based on belief. It's based on knowledge. So it's a very, very powerful position to be in, you know, like I know. And nevertheless, it's totally non-sectarian. I was brought up as a Jew, and I have a lot of respect for my tradition.
Right.
However, the stage where I am and my understanding of things, it's time for all the religions, you know, like to come together. We are one people on one planet. We are interdependent and interconnected. The separation is illusion, and I don't care if the separation comes from the scripture, you know, like all these things about Muslim, Jews, Christians, it's completely ridiculous, because it's stated in each of the scripture that it's the same God, you know, like the Muslims say in the Quran, in their holy book, it's the same God of the Jews and the Christian. And Jesus came from a Jewish tradition, it's the same God. So I just think it's enough, you know, like let's just realize that there is, all of us believe in one Creator, then, you know.
There you go. Well, listen, Yossi Ginsberg, I think that your story is amazing, and listen, we could debate religion with each other, but I've been awake for 23 hours. I don't have the
That's the right time for me to debate with you.
Exactly. I don't have the stamina. But man, this book looks so interesting, man. I'm gonna dive into it. I'm gonna try to read the whole thing before I watch the special next Friday. And people got to go out and get your book. I think it's really interesting, Yossi.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Well, best of luck to you.
And keep strong. You're almost there.
I know. We're almost there, man. All right. Thank you, Yossi.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you.
All the best.
Bye. Yossi Ginsberg. I'll tell you what. That book looks so good. I just haven't had a chance to dive into it yet.
Now, I'm super tired, so I may have missed this in the beginning. Did he say how he got stranded?
Well,
like, what's the deal? Like, why was he stranded?
What happened was, is that they were supposed to go see some really spectacular places in the Amazon, right, where, where rivers met large bodies of water and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was him and about four other people, and they had a guide who claimed he knew what he was doing, and he didn't.
So how did he end up by himself?
I don't know that. I haven't got that far, and I wanted to ask him. I don't know, and I kind of didn't want to, because I don't want to give away too much, you know, to myself or to people that are going to read the book. And, like, I don't know how he finally is rescued, and that's got to be fascinating. He had to fight off a jaguar. He told you he got devoured,
like,
by a bed
Fred
of termites.
Taylor or Jimmy Smith?
No.
Which jaguar?
No, from what I heard, this was a real jaguar.
Oh.
I'm talking about Byron Leftwich.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. He walked on bleeding and infected feet. You heard that. Encountered one of the worst rainstorms on record. And ate extremely disgusting things to have to stay alive.
Oh.
But that's what you got to do sometimes.
Like the McRib?
No, man. I think that's delicious.
Yeah. You're right.
I think that's delicious.
I'm delirious.
Yeah, you've been away too long, bro. To make a rib, that's good.
It's yummy. Yeah.
You know who's going to be on later?
Who?
The Amazing Kreskin.
I love the Amazing Kreskin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on all kinds of late night talk shows. He's been on The Tonight Show about a billion times. He was always on with Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. His big thing is predictions. He makes these grandiose predictions.
Huh. Did he predict Jen and Brad splitting up?
I'm sure he did.
That'd be impressive. I'd give him that if he ever did that.
Oh, heck yeah.
I can't believe it's 5:17. I mean, I can't even believe it's 5:17.
I feel like we've are at a crawl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we were moving, cooking, movies were fun.
Uh-huh.
Now we're at, like, a crawl. Our pace is a crawl.
Yeah.
Sense of the phone.
I felt like that the last time, too. Like, that last 4 hours was just like, ugh, you know?
Well, the Apprentice boardroom will be fun.
Yeah.
We got some more guests calling in that will liven you up a little bit.
All right. Mikey Show.
Hey, guys. Dylan, Jeremy, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you know, call and kiss your butt a little bit. You know, you guys are great, doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Just caught you last night when you started with the win, Ashley took the test against Nolan.
Uh-huh.
Pretty funny.
Thank you, bro.
I got a good night's sleep. You know, just woke up to go to work.
Wow.
And why are you guys doing this?
We do it because we get a lot of new listeners when we do it. We expose people to so many new people that would not listen to us normally in the morning. And
that
gets
pretty awesome.
It gets a lot of attention, you know. People talk and they tell people, you got to listen to this, you got to listen to this. And a lot of people hear us that, you know, never listened to us before. And then they go, I got to try that. I got to start listening to those guys in the morning. So that's why we do it.
I wish you would start earlier. I just barely catch 5 minutes of you guys usually in the morning before I got to walk into work.
Hey, listen, man. We're tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
Goodbye. Mikey Show. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Nick from Temecula.
What's up?
I just want to tell you guys are awesome. You guys keep me calm in this Yuppieville place.
Well, thank you, dude.
Yeah, and you guys, you only got a couple more hours left, right?
Yep, we got till 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Hang in there.
All right, thanks. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
What's up?
Hey, you guys, mad props to all you guys back. I don't know how you're doing it. I'm on my second day with you and starting my first shift of the day at work. Man, awesome.
Thank you, bro. Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey. This is P1 Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, man. I just calling and give you guys props, man. You guys are putting it down with this 28-hour show.
Right on.
Man, you guys are awesome. I love your show.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, I just want to, you know, keep you guys going, man. You guys are almost there. Love the show. Keep it up, man.
Thanks, dude.
Awesome.
Mikey Show.
Yes, this is P1 Trevor. Hey, I was just wondering, how do you guys, like, go back to your, like, normal circadian rhythms? Like, how do you get back to your normal, like, sleep after doing something like this?
And Trevor, I don't mind answering that question, but can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
You know, I know that you thought that the contract that the Padres have offered to you is not enough. But, I mean, you're 38 years old. Don't you kind of feel like, hey, this organization's been good to me, I've been good to it, and you just kind of want to stay here in San Diego? You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, Mikey.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Mikey Show.
Yeah, Mikey?
Yep.
Hey, this is P1 Trevon. I got a question for the Oracle.
Go ahead.
Hey, what does he think about the possibility of instant replay in baseball after the questionable officiating this postseason?
Can you repeat the question?
Do you think instant replay is a possibility for baseball next year after the
no.
season? Why not?
I don't think they'll ever get into that. I mean, baseball is already a pretty slow-paced game, and if you're stopping and checking replays and stuff like that, I don't think they're going to do it. You know, I think they're okay with human error if it happens.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe just for the postseason, make it so, like, not like in football where they have a buzzer or a flag, make it, you know, an official upstairs decides whether it's ruled.
Well,
or not.
I mean, you asked what I think would happen, and that's what I think would happen. If you want to ask my opinion, that's different.
Wow.
You know, my opinion is that, I mean, if they have technology like that, then they should probably utilize it because, you know, look at what happened in the postseason. And can you imagine if that were the deciding game seven?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to tell me that. Even though I live in San Diego, I'm a huge Angels fan.
Right.
I'm still heated about games two and three with the catch.
I mean, you know that didn't cost you the game, but it still sucked, right?
And also in the ALCS when that ball obviously hit Jermaine Dye's bat and loaded the bases.
Right.
I don't remember who hit the grand slam, but I mean teams don't recover from stuff like that, especially when it's human error that causes it.
All right, bro. Thanks.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right, Mikey show.
Hey, Mikey.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, I feel your pain, man. This is Marco.
Hey.
Yeah, one time I went to Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was up from 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to work graveyard.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to, you know, I went with my friends because it was the first time for me.
Right on.
Man, I stayed up for 30 hours.
Oh.
I was up for 30 hours that day, and I was just running on, you know, what I had in me.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, man. I had no Red Bulls, no nothing, no caffeine.
There you go. Thanks. Mikey show.
Hey, it's P1. Have a good one again.
What's up?
I'm starting to come down too, man. I think I know why.
Why?
It was that 3-hour slow choking Lord of the Rings. Great choice of movies to put on, man.
I loved it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
No, it's an awesome movie. It's just so long and all the walking and talking, man. Oh, man.
Was it 3 hours?
It's over 3 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Holy cow. It didn't feel that long, but I guess it was.
It does now.
Was it funny?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Good. I want to make sure it was funny. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. This is P1 Sam.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hey.
Hey, Mikey, this is, just wondering, you know, you guys have been up for a while. I know, I used to do that.
I have never in my life heard Ashley mock another human being until this moment right now.
She just mocked me?
Yes, she did. She absolutely did. And I'm never, ever,
Sarah,
ever,
get it.
I have never heard her do that until she just right now went, I am.
You hear the craziest things on the 28-hour show.
Oh.
I know. She knows who I am. I go and see her when she's at Guitar Center and all that good stuff. You know, you guys are great. You're an inspiration. Keep it going. Mikey, I'd like to know if I could send you a mailer to an anonymous thing that we have every year at the Palomar Mountains, a 3-day thing. If you're interested, I'd like to send you a flyer. And if you're not, you know, you can respond if you'd like to go. It's great.
And if I don't, then you won't be offended.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Get your mailing address? Is that possible?
Hang on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what's going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so clear and so obvious.
Even in this blurry vision that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But go ahead. Give me the address, Ashley. Mikey show.
Hey, this is B1 Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, I had a little request here. I was wondering if you can play the beating song for my girlfriend here.
A little bit later, bro.
A little bit later?
Huh?
Are you sure, buddy?
Yeah, dude.
All right, thanks, man.
Mikey show.
Hey, this is P1 John.
He said that as if somehow it would make me feel better.
Yeah.
Playing this. Dude, are you sure? Mikey show.
Hey, this is P1 John.
What's up?
Hey, guys. I've been with you, I slept for about 3 hours just now, but yesterday I woke up at 6, didn't have to be to work till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Holy cow.
And I listened to you guys from 6 yesterday till about 12:30 when I crashed.
Wow, man.
I woke up about half an hour to start listening again.
That's unbelievable. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'm glad you listened. Where did Sky go?
To go get her news.
Ah, she's gathering up some news for the Mikey show.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. I can already thinking some stuff.
You're already seeing some stuff?
Oh, I got a good article that I gave her about Tyra Banks.
What would you be like doing news?
I actually like focus on Sky when she does it because I like how she's very casual and very conversational about it. So I think I'd be the same way.
You would?
Yeah. So I really like to watch her do it because I'm learning.
You're like a sponge.
Yeah, because one day I would love to do, you know, what she does, so.
All right, I got things that I could do. I don't know. We're waiting for the amazing Kreskin to call. He'll be calling about 20 minutes.
We have a good bit that we haven't done yet.
What?
Boston Public Restroom.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
This is Boston Rob going out into restrooms around the area. And, you know, causing a scene. Or does he? Let's see. Let's find some of that. Eddie's got a good point. I thought we had an open
for that. We do have an open for that.
Do we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I guess it's been a really long time since we...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
She's finding it.
Sorry, 1 second.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. We got 5 hours.
Plenty of time, kid.
Got an email from BC. He says, what a great show. I love it. Just one thing. I can't say that on the radio. I love BC.
Oh, there it is. No kidding.
Let's see. Hey, Eddie.
Yo.
How long do you think you'll sleep? When you finally fall asleep.
Oh, it's interesting, you know, that you asked that, because that guy that called in said, how do you get to a normal sleep pattern?
Yeah.
I have a thing that I did last time that I'm going to do again this time.
What's that?
I'm only going to sleep till about 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get up, eat dinner, kind of mosey around until about 10 or 11, and then go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of get back on a normal sleep pattern.
Mm.
You know, and then I'll sleep until whenever. And
that's smart.
Yeah. You're smart.
Thanks, man.
You're smart.
It worked last time, and I sure hope it works this time. Yeah, I sure do, yeah.
I'm smart.
You're smart.
You're smart. Smarter. You're smart.
You are.
You're a genius.
You're a little puppy dog, and I love you. I love you. I want to smooch your face.
You're smart.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, man? This is P1 Big Belly Racing, and I just wanted to let you guys know you guys are doing an awesome job. I stayed up with you as long as I could. That'd be a worry this morning, but I'm going to stick with you guys to the end.
You're smart.
Thank you, bro.
I love you.
Hey, no problem. I love you, too.
No,
right, man. We'll see.
More, me more.
Eddie.
Mikey Show.
Hey, you guys got to do some more yin and yang.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Mikey Show.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, is this Mikey?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mikey, I just want to say, man, I've been up with you guys since 6 o'clock yesterday, and I still got it. I'm getting ready for work right now. And
I want to marry you.
Well, thank you for listening the whole time, dude.
Did you put it up there, Ashley?
I see.
Yes.
Good girl.
We're ready to try it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
How's that licorice?
All right. Come on.
Woo!
I'm in now.
Oh, party.
Boston Public Restroom.
Hello.
Boston Public Restroom. Boston Public Restroom. Boston Rob may be cool. He's gonna be acting up and saying crazy stuff in restrooms.
That's the whole idea. You know, he goes into restrooms and he says weird stuff and he tapes it. And we play it back on the air. You guys ready to hear some of the things he says?
Heck yeah, I am.
Let's take a listen. Yeah.
Antonio Gates movie? Zorro? Or the Return of Zorro?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's good. You guys want a sword fight?
By the way, was the new Antonio Gates movie.
Yeah, I know.
The tight end.
I think you wanted to say Antonio Banderas. Oh, no, but the tight end for the Chargers has a new movie out.
I never knew that. I'm a good one.
No, no sword fighting tonight? All right, we'll go back out there. We'll have a couple beers, and then who knows? We'll come back and hit a sword fight, something like that. Have a good one.
Standard out.
Have a good one.
I have to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That just sounds so stupid. What's going on here?
Huh?
What is wrong with that? You guys hear that?
What was it?
What?
Like it cutting in and out? You couldn't hear that?
Yeah. That was that part of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Don't ask me.
Let's listen to it again.
Is that just playing?
Yeah.
What?
Nice work, Rob.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good job.
Some of my finest stuff.
You are quality.
Have a good one.
How's you guys' Halloween going?
Good, thanks.
Good. Mine's going all right, man. I went down to Tijuana this weekend and figured I'd celebrate with the hooker.
Have you been down there a while?
Now every time I got a pee, man, it's like a porcupine is coming out of my thing. You know what I mean? All right, guys, have a good one.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, gross.
Here's another one.
You tell me. Not too bad. Look at the genetics on that guy, huh?
No.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa. You like the color red?
Wow.
You like the color red?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm peeing right now.
Oh my.
I don't think that's good.
So stupid.
And there it is.
Oh my God.
Right. That's right. Boston Public Restroom.
That is my favorite thing at 5:34:35 in the
Boston
morning.
Boston Public Restroom. Boston Public Restroom. It's time for Boston Public Restroom. Boston Public Restroom. Boston Rob may be cool. He's gonna be acting up and saying crazy stuff in restrooms.
You know what people may have missed?
What?
On the 28-hour show? People may have missed Ashley and Boston Rob doing their air checks.
Oh, no. Don't you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you do it.
If you did miss it, I want to play it back for you. Listen to this. Do you want to hear air checks of Ashley and Boston Rob?
Oh. Yes.
Trying to get into radio?
This
ought to be good.
Oh, God.
An air check is a tape of you.
Wait till you hear Ashley's voice.
Shut up. You just...
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Aw. Let's start with Boston Rob. Boston Rob, where is this? Where did you do this? Where did it come from? Did you find her yet or no?
No, it's okay. No. Mm.
Nah.
What are we about to hear? Like, where were you doing this?
This is all from when I was in college.
All right, let's take a look.
You got cookie good looking.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's funny.
Good intro.
First of all, it's
an intro.
That's your intro?
Hey, it's a PSA, man. I'm saving the environment.
A public service announcement.
One commercial at it. I mean, PSA.
Yeah, I've never heard a public service announcement that has a 20-second intro.
Yeah.
I was in college. I was learning.
That explains it.
Today, cities are overflowing into the suburbs. The suburbs are overflowing into the rural areas. And nature's mystique is being destroyed.
You're kidding.
What?
You're
on.
What?
kidding.
Come on.
What?
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Mood change.
Mm.
Mood change.
Very passionate.
You can help by doing your part and start right now. Recycle, plant a tree, carpool.
Are you actually playing the guitar here?
Nude?
Nude, sitting Indian style on your bed with incense burning.
It's just so creepy.
A lava lamp. Blankets over your windows.
Or take public transportation.
Another mood change. Who did you turn this into?
Yeah.
We had
I turned it into crap.
Yeah. Would you turn it into a professor?
Yeah, it was different.
And F.
Oh. Yeah, minus.
The Earth needs your help.
Oh. Oh.
What voice is
it's
that?
Like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Rob, was there somebody that you were sort of emulating there? Or was
it was just coming up
with your own style?
It was my scary, be serious.
The Earth needs your help. Oh, hang on a minute. Hello? Oh, can I call you back? I'm recording a public service announcement.
That's so weird.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll call you back. All right, bye. The Earth needs your help.
Oh, I love it.
Earthlings. Brought to you by the New England Institute of Art and Communications and all independent radio. Because
radio.
We care.
That was awful.
Hey,
I'm inspired.
No,
I don't know about you.
Quite impactful.
I'd like to recycle that.
I'm influenced.
Kind of ironic that 2-3 years later, I'm collecting cans practically for a living.
Let's hear some more Boston Rob.